Committee on Partners in the Public Ministry, a preliminary look into the great need the CLC has for teachers and pastors. Mark 6, verse 34. Lord Jesus, have compassion. In the Gospel of Mark, we read the following account. And when Jesus came out, he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. What a Savior! Not only was he busy fulfilling the law of God en route to Calvary and the great exchange of dying for the sins of the world and imparting his righteousness, but also he was concerned about the individual. These people needed help, a spiritual guide, and Jesus provided that help by teaching them many truths from God's holy word. Incidentally, read on in chapter 6 and see how the Savior also helped with the physical problem of hunger by miraculously feeding the 5,000. A Savior full of compassion. We in the Church of the Lutheran Confession are likewise in need of the Savior's compassion. Perhaps you have seen the number of vacancies in the CLC pulpits and classrooms. There are not enough workers to go around. President Eichstätt appointed 6 individuals for a special committee to take a look at the situation. Here is a preliminary report. A look back. In the past 9 years, we have had 14 retirements and 6 resignations, a total of 20, from the pastoral ministry. In this time, ILC has graduated 10 individuals for the pastoral ministry, and 2, for a total of 12, were received through colloquy. Obviously, we did not keep up with replacing our aging clergy in the past. A look ahead. In the next 7 years, we have the potential for 8 graduates from the seminary, 4 in the seminary, 4 in the pre-theological department of the college right now. On the other end, we have 16 pastors who will be aged 70 to 79 in 7 years. Obviously, we will not be keeping up with replacing our aging clergy in the future. What can be done? Step 1. Approach the Lord Jesus in prayer. In a different event, we read a similar reaction by a compassionate and teaching Jesus. Read Matthew 9, verse 35 to 38. Jesus invites us to pray for laborers. Step 2. Reassess your own opinion of the value of God's word. Perhaps we have these days of shortages so that we can reevaluate how precious God's word is, so that we will treasure it highly and support its preaching in pulpits and classrooms with our prayers and offerings. Step 3. Support your called worker. That support can be a word of encouragement, an act of kindness, a compassionate ear and heart, and of course, remembrance in prayer. Step 4. Encourage young people to consider the public ministry. The committee has contacted recent retirees to see if they can serve as vacancy pastors. The committee plans to reach out to 20 men who left the public ministry to see if there was more that could have been done to support them and to gather their suggestions. The committee is surveying graduates of Emmanuel Lutheran High School who did not continue at Emmanuel Lutheran College to see why they did not pursue the public ministry. Other avenues of keeping the topic before the members of our fellowship are also being explored. The spokesman, branches, themes for camp, and the like. Coming in fall of 2019. Finally, a ready-to-use resource has been prepared and made available for pastors to lead their congregations in a mission and ministry worship service. Look for that sometime in the fall. The committee recently settled on the name Committee on Partners in the Public Ministry. The thought behind the name selection is that all of us have been commissioned by the Savior for the spread of the gospel. We welcome new ideas or suggestions as we seek to serve our fellowship and our Lord. All of our words and actions will not really solve the problem, but they do reflect the value we place on God's word. As we go to the Savior with our plea, we can expect his answer. Lord Jesus, have compassion. Lord Jesus, send forth laborers into your harvest. This article has been prepared by the committee, whose members are Pastor Mark Barenthal, Andrew Albrecht, Caleb Meyer, Teacher Andrew Rail, Pastor Rob Sowers, and Pastor Paul Tiefel.